I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The 2019 MAST survey is now published and available. It tells us where the wildlife are going to be feeding this year. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. MAST is the word for food source for wildlife, and each year the DNR takes a snapshot of 18 different species of MAST across the state to see how they did and how wildlife in the state will fare in the coming winter. Biologist Chris Ryan is one of those who helps to write the final results.
We have all of our employees and game management especially go out to their different areas. So they may be a wildlife manager on a certain spot, so they do surveys on those locations, and they do them in the same location year after year after year so that they... basically, in their mind, it's also relative compared to the previous years. And they will rate each of the 18 species if they occur. Obviously, you know, we don't have like scrub oak occurring in Wood County or whatever. That's more of the, you know, they're over in the eastern panhandle. But they will rate each of those 18 species as either common, abundant, or scarce. Mm-hmm. So from there, we assign the number of, you know, basically the 0 and the 50s, and then we determine the index based off of there.
Of the 18 species surveyed, 9 are hard-mast and 9 are soft. And when it comes to hard-mast, everybody's first question is about white oak.
The white oak is down a lot, to put it bluntly. It's down below its long-term average and down a lot from last year. Of course, you know, the white oak is pretty much one of the more favorite crops of a lot of our species.
Now, the other oaks did pretty well.
The black oak and the red oak and the scarlet oak and even the scrub oak, they're up a lot from last year. So they've really rebounded. And basically, you know, those acorns take a year and a half to mature. So what happened last year is affecting them this year. And a lot of times you'll see that where the white oak and the red oak are totally opposite, which is a really good thing when you're an animal on the landscape. So you'd have to have both of them miss to have an actual mast failure.
Beech and hickory were also a strong showing this year as well. As for soft mast, some of the most critical, black cherry.
Black cherry did very well. It's up a lot from last year, and it's also above its long-term average.
And the other soft mast that can be very important is apple.
It was incredible. I don't think you can run around or drive around the state without seeing a good apple tree. And to me personally, that's one of those, you know, here on the first day of bow season, my favorite spot that I've hunted, and I've killed a bunch of big bucks, it's over top of an apple tree that used to be obviously an old homestead that's all grown up, and there's this apple tree in the middle of the woods, and it actually holds its apples into November and December.
You can read the full MAST survey right now on the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.